I am so intrigued. I'm also jealous and butthurt. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now. Alex Clark, you can follow her, Yo Alex Raps with a Z. Not that she needs any more followers. She's got the most. But Joe Pesh Radio, too, if you want to give me a little follow-up. It's been a few days.
I feel kind of lonely. The thirst.
Alex, well, I think I know who did this because you're thirsty with this person, but I'll wait. But you blew up our text last night. Actually, this is why Porkchop's boyfriend got mad at him because his phone kept going ding, 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 ding. Because we were like, what? We were all guessing. You had somebody slide into your DMs.
The most famous person that's ever slid into my DMs or talked to me through DM. It happened last night, and I, like, almost passed out.
Almost passed out. Are we being dramatic a little bit?
No. This is one of my celebrity crushes, and I never thought in a million years they would respond to me.
I want to give listeners right now a chance, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. If you want to call in before Alex announces it, maybe you can get it right. Who do you think the celebrity is that Alex says? Did you poop your pants a little?
A lot.
Okay, big old turd came out.
I literally screamed.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is it possible that whoever this person is listens to the show in either Indy or Houston?
No.
Oh, okay. So they probably saw you through Instagram. Is it safe to say that?
Yes. You probably commented on something and then they DM'd you.
I did not comment on anything.
Oh, they've been scoping you.
No. So they replied to me because I just replied to their Instagram story. Even trying to slide in. I was just casually responding. And then they responded back to me.
Now, what helps you get?
Here's the thing. She is verified on Instagram.
Yes, that's what I was just going to ask.
So the blue check mark definitely helps your chances of getting a response
back.
But
does that, as I'm asking real quick, does the blue verified thing help when you actually are going into a DM like the other
part
of the story?
No.
Is it separated?
Well, I know with Twitter.
Yes, it's still separate.
With Twitter, Twitter
is different.
Yeah,
but I was wondering, in a direct message, DM, like a story reply, a lot of times you have to it says request.
Right.
And the new thing, it says
I know it says request, but still, I think they can still see the blue check mark
If they go to your profile, see who requested
you. No, you can, it's by your name in your DMs.
It is, but if you are not already friends or messaging each other, they still have to weed through all their other DMs. It doesn't show up special on Twitter.
Okay. 833-JOE-ALEX, I think we got a call or two we're about to put on. Before we do that, if I had to guess. Actually, you know what? I'm going to let Brad go first. Brad, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who do you think slid into Alex's DMs that made her go,
Man, I'm going to go with AC Slater, Mario Lopez.
No.
Oh, man.
More or less famous than that?
I don't even know who the first guy is, so no.
AC Slater.
Saved
I don't know
by
that.
The Bell.
You've never watched Saved by the
Definitely.
Bell?
Definitely. That guy is nothing.
Mario Lopez.
D minus celebrity. Mario Lopez, no.
Wow, Brad, you got rejected.
This is one of my celebrity crushes.
Okay, well.
Is it a politician?
Yeah, assume it's a politician.
It's not a politician. I don't have a celebrity crush on any politicians.
Is it an actor?
It is not an actor.
Singer?
Not a singer.
Someone from the Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise.
No, that's not famous enough.
Okay, wait a minute. Alex, I know. Here's what I think. I see you're always thirsty on, I think it's Eric Decker.
Is it an athlete?
It is an athlete.
But you don't know junk about sports.
She knows the hot athletes, and she's a fan of the Patriots because they're all hot.
Wait, did Tom Brady slide into your DMs? What about Giselle?
So let me tell you, are you ready?
Yes.
Hold on. I think we have one more guess. I'm gonna give a listener one more guess. Wait, Liv, do you have some guesses there too?
No, she can't guess.
I can't guess.
No, I mean, do you have
some
social media guesses?
No.
All right, I'm gonna go to Hunter. Hunter, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who do you think slid into Alex's DMs?
T-Swift.
Who?
Not Taylor. It's a guy, a celebrity crush.
Oh.
Not a girl.
Okay.
Oh, she said T-Swift. I said she said Seacrest. I'm like, who cares about Ryan
Seacrest?
No,
but actually Taylor Swift did follow me on Tumblr until I deleted my Tumblr last year, but she was following me on there. Okay, so are you ready?
Yes. Wait, can I say my three guesses or
no.
you just want to say it?
Can I say my guess?
Because it'll take my thunder.
Can I say my guess?
Joe's guess is Eric Decker.
Yes.
I knew it. I was right.
Okay, so the person who messaged me on Instagram last night is Danny Amendola!
said in our group text last night, I said it's either Julian Edelman, Tom Brady, or Danny Amendola, because she's obsessed with all three of them, and especially Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola. She leaves the thirstiest comments on their pictures, like, Daddy, yes, with, like, the tongue sticking out.
And but I didn't do that this time.
So then I, though, went and watched all three of their Instagram stories just now.
Yeah.
And I saw Julian Edelman's, and I was like, no way she replied to his, because his wasn't anything. Tom Brady's just said Taco Tuesday, so his wasn't anything. But then I just watched Danny Amendola's, and he had a longer story, and he was like hitting baseballs, and he
he was
really
doing batting practice. I just went to his Instagram too.
Right,
he was doing batting practice at Comerica Park.
So what did you say?
Hey. The Egyptian can suck it.
You talk about your ex, who obviously it sounds like you're never getting back together with. Okay.
Yeah, so listen.
What'd you say? Like, hey, I like the way you hit your balls?
No, I didn't actually respond to that one. So the first, if it's still up, the first thing in his story was it was a sponsor.
Nope.
Baseball. It was Black Rifle Coffee Company, I think, unless that's gone now. Maybe it expired. But he was posting about Black Rifle Coffee Company, which is a really awesome brand. I know of that brand. And so all I did was they sent him stuff or whatever, and he just said, like, thank you, Black Rifle Coffee Company, for sending me all this stuff. And so I responded and said, heck yes, period. And then he responded to me and put a smile. So then I put a wink, and he saw it, but he did not respond to that. So he's probably, honestly...
Hold on a second. He gave you a smile, and you're...
It was still a smile. He was probably just being friendly because I was, like, saying, like, ooh, I like your... You know, who sent you this? I like this brand that obviously he's partnering with. But either way, it was the best moment of my life.
Wait, so here's the thing. I definitely think the blue check mark definitely had something to do with him responding to you. But I also think you could be the next Olivia Culpo. Because Olivia Culpo was not that big.
That's his ex-girlfriend.
I know, yes. And she's like a supermodel now, but she...
Well, that's the thing. Exactly. Even though she isn't like an A-list celebrity, she's a supermodel.
Yeah, she's super Instagram famous.
I don't stand a chance.
Alex just did get her eyebrows done, so...
Eyelashes.
So, I mean, she's pretty much right there.
So, but I think you could be the next Olivia Culpo, because Olivia Culpo was not that big.
I just need a boob job. Someone, please hook me up with a boob job.
I'll give you some. What size do you want? I got C's.
And then I will be good to go.
I don't think he's going to date you for a boob job, because even Olivia Culpo he dumped. So clearly it's not about the body.
True.
And I don't want you to date any Detroit athletes, because, like, I'm a Detroit sports person and they've already had enough problems.
Yeah,
I don't
so
need
if you,
you
don't know,
the middle of it.
He played for the Patriots. Then I think he went to the Dolphins or something like that for a little bit. And now he's on the Detroit Lions. So that's who Danny Amendola is, if you do not know.
You could finally
see. But he is, if you don't know who he is, you need to look up his Instagram, because he is one of the hottest NFL players of all time and exactly my type. So anyway, that was my win for the day yesterday.
I'd say this is a new game, but we have to screenshot this going forward. I say we try to, guys or girls, we try to slide in celebrities' DMs and see who can get a response.
That's a really good idea.
You guys want to do that?
I mean, sure, go for it.
I mean, you don't do it every day, but I think, like, whoever gets the most in a month or something would be kind of cool.